Okay, I'm Michelle Vigna. I'm the System Launch Manager for our Roundup Ready Extend crop system at Monsanto.
All right, Michelle, we're talking about the Follow a Field initiative that was announced at Farm Progress Show. Why don't you start by telling us what is this initiative?
Well, as you know, Cindy, one of the things that we've been developing for soybeans as a new technology is Roundup Ready to Extend Soybeans, which is built on the base of Genuity Roundup Ready Yield Soybeans and then also brings in a new mode of herbicide tolerance with dicamba. So we'll have a, upon regulatory approvals, a new product, a new mode of action to use for weed control in soybeans. And so the Follow Field initiative is really about following the experience of three growers, one in Minnesota, Illinois, and then in Missouri, who have Roundup Ready to Extend soybeans on their farm as a part of their seed production. And what that weed control experience is like, how the application requirements fit into their regular spraying methods, and how this really will fit for them or how they can see it fitting for them in the future when the technology becomes available.
So when will this initiative begin, and how often will you check in with the farmers?
It started this summer, so you can actually visit extendfollowfield.com and see a few videos that share the experience, a little bit about what each of the farmers' operations are like, who they farm with, you know, which part of their families are involved, and then what their experience has been so far. So there's a couple of videos that are for each of the growers are available today, and then we'll have additional ones throughout the season. So the next videos that you'll see coming up will talk about, you know, the specific weed control that they received with the program, and then we'll also follow through towards the end of harvest to see, you know, how everything wrapped up at the end of the season.
Why is this so important for growers right now, especially the dicamba tolerance?
Well, as you think about a lot of the challenges that growers are facing today, especially in soybeans, there's a lot of tough broadleaf weed challenges especially that are very problematic. And there's a limited number of herbicide options that really work in soybeans. Now, growers are doing a great job of bringing a lot of residual products in that are often bringing in another new mode of action, but there's still a limited number of families that are available. So by bringing dicamba tolerance as an option within soybeans, this is a totally new mode of action for helping managing those tough-to-control and resistant weeds that a lot of folks are facing.
As you mentioned, this is pending regulatory approval. Where do you stand in that process at this point, and when do you hope to have this on the market?
Absolutely. So we're working with our agencies in the U.S., the USDA and EPA, to get approval for the traits themselves and then also for the chemistry use over the top. And then, of course, the other component there is also working with our export countries to make sure that we have approvals in countries like China and Europe. So our anticipation is that for 2015, the technology would be available for introduction.
What companies are you working with as far as the chemistry is concerned to use on the dicamba-tolerant soybeans?
Yeah, we've been working, especially over the last couple of years, with BASF. So as you know, we're very very basic and the experts when it comes to Roundup, we like to think, but don't have as much experience with dicamba itself. So several years ago, we actually initiated a collaboration with BASF, who does have a lot of experience with dicamba. So it's been great to work with them and share and understand what their experience of this herbicide is. It has been used, you know, for many years and burned down and in corn today, lawn uses as well. And it's really been a great opportunity to share learnings and make sure that we're developing a system that will be something that growers and applicators can be successful with right out of the gate.
And I know BASF is excited about this as well and looking forward to offering this this new mode of action to growers. Michelle, is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just that we're excited about this Roundup Ready Extend crop system. As you know, we talked about the technology being available in soybeans. We're also working on the technology bringing dicamba tolerance into cotton through our Bolgard 2 Roundup Ready Extend Flex cotton. And chemistry options to go along with it, Roundup Extend and Extendamax. So just an exciting new addition to our Roundup Ready Plus platform of weed management solutions that we're looking forward to in the future.
Awesome. Thanks, Michelle.
Oh, thank you so much.
I appreciate it.